are now listening to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV with P and Ryan.
Welcome to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV. This is P alongside Ryan. If you're watching, it means you're on YouTube, and we kindly ask that you drop a like and hit that subscribe button and click that little bell so you can get the notifications. If you're listening, well, that means you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, and all other podcast platforms. For those of you there, we kindly ask that you hit that follow button and leave a review. What's up, Rye?
What's good, bro? Well, he like had a hyperextension. Hey, yeah.
Yo,
that mic better be better today, man.
Yeah, because if you got the same mic, you gotta go, bro.
I'm kicking you the fuck off.
Do I got a bad mic?
Oh, it sounds good.
It sounds better.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Sounds better.
Just gotta get my volume up.
There you go. Yeah, last time it sounded like, what did I say, P? I said something. I forgot what I said.
No, Chris said something in the chat. Chris,
yeah, my brother listened to the podcast.
Yeah.
I must have had the volume really low then. I'm gonna put it on.
It wasn't even the volume. It was like something was like staticky. It was like,
yeah,
there was like, it wasn't all the time.
Oh, it was probably my PC. It's good now.
Yeah, okay. No, you straight. You sound good, man. What's up though, bro?
Chilling, man. I just wanted to show you I'm not that mad, you know? Once
that's amazing. Yeah,
I forgot that we played each other.
They did the feet in stride and
he came with the Bills hat though. Clap it up real quick.
What's up? That's why I came on the Bills hat. I'm happy.
Hey, we're gonna talk Bills. We were just getting into that football talk. So.
Yeah.
Hey, so. I'm a Bills fan, guilty by association. So since my team is in the NFC, I can kind of root for another team.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that the biggest surprise, aside from that Lamar comeback, I mean, you know, I think that the Lamar comeback is surprising because I think he has so many critics, right? And he's the one quarterback in the league, aside from Josh Allen, that has to continually prove himself. No matter what numbers he puts up, he has to put up more because it's never going to be good enough. I'm glad you wore that Bills hat because, you know, Josh, he was almost outshined.
Almost perfect.
Almost perfect.
He just needs to throw that ball away, man. That first quarter just gets me frustrated with those runs 20 yards back trying to do it all. Just throw it out, man. Once he gets that down, I mean, sky's the limit, man.
So I'm going to play devil's advocate here real quick before we jump into, like, the Bills. Because, look, we're going to spend a lot of time on the Bills today, rightfully so. I mean, I think we can honestly say – with no bias that the Bills are the best team in the NFL right now, right? Despite what the record says for the Cardinals, I think the Bills are the best team in the NFL. But the Ravens are 4-1 as well, right? Mm-hmm. And people comparing Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. What about the two teams? And, I mean, obviously Bills fans here. What scares you about the Ravens? And what reassures you about the Bills? Because I know me and P were talking about it earlier, but I want to hear it on here. And John, you can go first if you want.
Yeah,
I mean, the Bills defense is just intact. They got almost everybody back. They got the way they're switching out their defensive ends and their lines, and they're all staying like rested and coming in and out. That rookie Rosé is just a beast. The Basham dude's a beast. I mean, you got Zimmer in there. I mean, that whole line, they're just moving them in and out, and they're staying not tired, basically.
Yeah.
So they're coming in and out. Mm-hmm. We didn't even have Milano and no one talked about that. And he's one of the best linebacker peppers. We had to throw Klein in there. He just came out of nowhere and had a decent game.
Oh, his energy was amazing.
Oh, it's great, right? He just can't cover anybody. So you got to take him out.
The good thing about Klein is that if he is forced to cover, he's going to get beat, but he will make that tackle. I'll give him that.
He never misses a tackle.
Yeah, you will make that tackle.
He never misses a tackle. I think our biggest MVP on the defense, and I mean, I don't know, they just signed him to the extension. Taron Johnson, man, he's come a long way.
Yes.
And he's like probably one of the best nickel cornerbacks out there. Maybe Humphrey probably.
Humphrey's probably at the
other than top. That though, I mean, he makes plays. He made a ton of plays. Even last year in that playoff game, he made that interception and took it all the way.
Yes, against the Steelers, he took one to the house. Against the Ravens in the playoff, he took one to the house. And in this game, what was surprising to me about Taron Johnson was the fact that he was also kind of put on. They trusted him on Kelsey when Kelsey went up the middle. White would hand him off to Johnson, which was refreshing, right? The fact that they trust him enough to go ahead and guard him almost like a safety. So that just adds to an already like elite skill set. And yeah. I'm glad we're going to have him. Like what the Bills have done, it's a blueprint for what you want to do with your young players, right? You draft them and you build them up and you keep them. A lot of these teams, I feel like they want to get caught in a negotiating game, or they want to get caught in a genius game where they feel like they can replace anyone.
Yeah, where it's the coaching and it's not the players. And look, I'm not as in touch like you guys are, but I do know a lot about the Bills. And watching the games that I have watched, what impresses me the most is the fact that it seems like there's really no hole. They're not covering anything. They're not trying to hide, like, hey, a bad linebacker, a bad safety, a bad corner, a bad lineman. Like John was saying earlier, you guys are shuffling linemen in. Like,
yeah,
I thought that's what Washington would be doing. And we can't – shit, we don't even – have enough. We can't get any sacks, right? Like,
yeah, and that's how many the best line, 4 or 5 first rounders on that line.
Yeah, so I just feel like it's so cohesive, like the team. Yeah. It's a team. I think you guys are the best team. Mm. Right, there's no I in team. Everybody's playing together. It's actually fun to watch, man.
Yeah, and we're getting the rush on the ends, man. Rosé has made the hugest difference on that. Oh. We were going just 4 against Kansas City and getting pressure. Yeah, Mahomes is just throwing the ball. Edmonds all over the place. I mean, our safeties are probably best safeties in the league together. I don't know if there's anyone better.
Yo, but if you look at the rankings, they're never
there.
The top. Never there. Ever.
Hoyer had like 100 tackles last year. It's insane. That's fucking safety.
The crazy thing about the Bills is that I would 2 years ago, I think you can say that the defense carried the Bills.
Yeah.
Allen was still developing. It was a decent year. Last year, the offense carried them. The defense was lackluster. I think for the first time, they've got all facets finally clicking.
It's a complete team, man. Super Bowl or bust this year for sure, man.
Yeah, and you have to take it. Yeah, you have to take advantage of those windows, and this might be one of them, man. So I think that what sucks is, I mean, and it's great for an NFL fan, is that we have so many good young quarterbacks in the league now. Right.
Yeah.
5 years ago, you had like the elites and then the rest. But now, I mean, one can argue you have like 7, 8 great quarterbacks in the league right now.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard to stop all of these guys, man. Like,
yeah,
they're all. And I mean, in this day and age where there's so much, they've been playing for such a long time since. At birth, it seems like some of these kids, but and just like Josh Allen, like his physique, like how is he even a quarterback? Looks like a linebacker.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's scary.
Some people, right? Like,
yeah, it's scary.
Hopping over people.
Definitely no quarterbacks his size back in the day.
Can I give you a person that I think that has made a tremendous difference? And it was almost like getting an acquisition, right? Signing a player. I think you know who I'm gonna talk about on the defense. I'll give the second player a little bit of credit, but Star Lutulele.
Yeah, sucking up 2 men every time on that line.
Bro, if you go look at tape, you go look at tape where AJ Epinesa or Basham or Rousseau or any of them are getting pressure on the quarterback. They're only one person guarding each of them. Yeah. And the reason is, if you look, this guy sometimes has 2-3 people occupied, like the true definition of that one technique, right?
Yeah, doesn't get the credit he deserves.
Yeah, and I definitely want to give him his flowers, man. He's making a big difference.
Even Zimmer, that guy came in last year, and now he's like in the starting rotation going in and out of nowhere.
The fact that Zimmer could come in and spell Star and he was a starter for us last year.
Yeah,
and this year he's a backup. That's the thing about the rotation. AJ Epinesa, second round pick last year, he was a first round grade, right? Yeah. Like, so you have all of these guys. Mario Addison
still
Hughes, doing it. Hughes was the Bills' leading sack guy like the last 2 or 3 years, and he is rotating.
Yeah,
he's not starting. And he actually looks a little slow. He looks
He's done. He needs to be coming out half the game for sure. Yeah. Bringing those young guys, man. Let Rosé run in. He's a beast.
Yeah, no, but it's fun to be a Bill. And, you know, the bandwagon's open for now, but don't get too obnoxious with it.
But I was going to say with when we were talking about the Ravens earlier, like the Ravens scare me a little bit, even though they are 4-1. Like it's hard to every single week create that Lamar magic. It just it's impossible to replicate. I think the Bills, the way they win, it's easier to do that every single week than it is how the Ravens have been winning with like comeback wins and the longest field goals in the world. And like it's just you can't do that every week. So yeah. That's what I was correlating at the beginning when I was mentioning that.
Well, what's interesting about the Ravens is, I mean, kudos to Lamar Jackson. I mean, they're only rushing four on him now, and he's being forced to throw the ball, and he's throwing the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was never a bad passer. He just never had to. Yeah. And now they're showing him the respect, not running in on him, and he's still able to run and still make the passes. So he's come a long way in his development. The defense isn't as scary as it used to be. But, I mean, they can still make plays when they bring the house. It's still the Ravens. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, the way they're winning is in exciting fashion, but they're not dominant or anything. You're not scared of them like you used to be. Yeah, you know, they still got Clay Campbell and, you know, Queen and a couple other guys. They're just not – and they've got too many injuries. So they're not as scary as before. But, I mean, Lamar Jackson has definitely taken the lead this year. I mean, he's going to get paid. That might be another reason.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten his money out of the Mahomes and all those guys. Did Baker get his money or no?
No. I think it's 5th year option, this one right here. They're gonna pay him, I think, but they shouldn't.
Baker, Baker's gonna be what Kirk Cousins is to the Vikings. Like they're gonna think that he's the guy and he's gonna waste their window. Not to say that they're a Super Bowl team, but some quarterbacks just don't have it, man.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw this, John, but I was telling P earlier before we got on, the Bills are leading the league in points forced and leading the league in points allowed as far as the lowest
crazy. Points yeah. allowed, which is
that's domination both sides of the football.
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, you know what I keep hearing though, like I'll go on Twitter and I think that one thing is prominent. It's like the Bills fans like. It's easy because we're always like rooting for losers and we've been losers for like 20 years. I told you, Rye, this is the first time since the Jim Kelly Bills that this team has felt like this. First time. And all the Bills fans that remember those days, they know what I'm talking about.
And you know what the only difference is? You guys actually have a good kicker now.
Yeah, like we had Christy, man. I wish Christy would have been putting
Christy was there, he would have made that.
Christy would have made that. We got him a year too late, man.
What's crazy is Norwood that whole season, he was clutch. He just choked. He was good.
Yeah.
He was good that whole year. It's just that moment just was too big for him.
It's because he had that one that face mask with the one bar, bro.
One bar.
That did it, bro.
Wasn't he old as heck? Like one of the oldest kickers or no?
Not really. He was, you're right. He was really good. I think he was one of the last kickers that kicked it running straight up to it. He didn't like move on to the side. I think he's still like lined up straight behind it. He was just weird. I think he warped from the 60s to miss that field goal for us. And then he just left. Nah, but that he went through a lot of shit after that, yo. So
I can imagine. Because
I think he helped that. What people don't remember is that he actually helped the Bills get to the Super Bowl. So you know, we got to give him love on that too, right? He misses some of those kicks during the season, and the Bills aren't what they are. So
I feel like they made that movie Ace Ventura because of him. Wide right.
Right. Laces out.
Laces out.
Yeah. Jeez. I wanted to also talk a little bit about, because I was going to talk a little bit about Herbert too, because he had a huge performance, but we'll obviously touch on that when we get to the matchups. But I wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on with John Gruden and that whole situation, not to linger on it, but I think the one thing I want to highlight here, and a lot of people are getting on Dave Chappelle for his special, I encourage whoever is angry or upset about what happened on that Dave Chappelle special, I encourage them to watch themselves, the entire thing, and try to understand what it is he was going with it. Because we just got a perfect example of what he was referring to. John Gruden, they first referenced that he had racist comments. And all you heard was, I'm not a racist dude, you know, like I apologize about that. They were about to let him coach. They fired him when he came out with misogynistic, and, you know, homophobic. They fired him then. As soon as that happened,
coach a whole game.
They were gonna. They let that man coach after they found that he had racial slurs, but they fired him subsequent to that other stuff. And I'm not here to split marginalization. They're all marginalized, right? But why are you mad at Dave Chappelle? Is what I'm trying to say. And I wanted to bring this on the pod because I think it's a great opportunity for us to cross like what's going on in our lives. Educate yourselves is a great opportunity. I think, you know, we're spending way too much time divided. I think it's time to find common ground
on
this.
Have you seen the new Dave Chappelle special yet, John?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
it's awesome. A great watch. It's a really good watch. Yeah, Netflix. Yeah, it's a good.
It's short. It's not even that long.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Recommended. Then Netflix already came out and said we're not taking this down.
We're getting off topic here talking about Chappelle, but like the thing that I love about Chappelle, and I was telling Pete, I'm like, the reason he's a legend, man, is that he makes the truth funny, because sometimes we don't realize how much of a joke it is.
Yeah.
The fact that it had to get to this next level of like, oh, this isn't okay though, right? Like, because racism wasn't enough.
Yeah, like
then it's like, that's why it's like funny, and comedians can really live in that lane, especially somebody like Chappelle, where he articulates it into a great story, and then he has a backstory behind it. That special was amazing, bro. At the end of it, I was like, wow, what the heck?
Yeah. So, you know, we have John Gruden to the world, and another thing that I wanted to like touch on before we got off was, this started as an investigation into the Washington football team.
Yep.
Okay. So why did this have to be a Gruden thing? What are they hiding and what hasn't come out? Because if you're going to make Gruden the scapegoat, we need all of y'all. We need to see what else was in those 650,000 emails.
Jeez.
Because it wasn't just Gruden. All right. So it's time to fish them out. And the fact that the NFL leaked this on Gruden, and they didn't leak any of the other shit that was connected to Goodell or his boys, the ownership group, they're the ones that appointed him. So there's a lot going to come in these next few weeks. Embrace yourselves. It might be some of your favorite people, like Chucky. They just took your Chucky away. anything else do you guys have to add to that?
Nah, man, it's sad, but I mean, it was inevitable, man. I knew he was gonna lose his job.
Yeah,
and he should, man. Like, I get it, he wasn't a coach back then, but still, man, like, you're a professional. You're a professional at the end of the day. But yo, the fact that Gruden was still able to coach a game was wild. Like,
yeah,
put him on like a leave or something while they figure it out, but.
Yeah. And I think this year has highlighted that player conduct and coach conduct is handled completely different. And maybe there's something there.
You know why though?
Why?
Because majority of the players are color.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So, but whatever, man. Yeah.
I think it's, look, isn't the CBA coming up? Aren't they due to like negotiate that soon, the next few years? All I know is that I'm sure that there's a CBA coming and they're going to negotiate that. They're going to start talking about coaches and coach conduct. Because if you're going to hold the players to a standard, the NBA was fining players for not wearing suits on their way to the, because it made them look thuggish after the malice in the palace. I think, you know, coaches can't go around saying they need to clear their minds and then be out there groping women and shit. It's not cool. Before we get to the other side, I wanted to talk a little bit about what happened on our Thursday night football game, because it was kind of a shock, and it's a shockwave to the league to know that Russ, with that mallet finger and, you know, the tendon stuff that's going on, it's going to miss a lot of time. So we saw Geno come in and move the offense pretty decently. But alas, it looks like that defense, Seattle's defense, was Russell Wilson all along.
No, it was the run game.
Yeah.
That's why the coach wants to run the ball so much.
Yeah. No Carson. We got our Riverdance guy, Collins. But what do you think about the Seahawks? Is this the end of that I don't want to call it a dynasty because they won one championship, but they made it to, I mean, they were in the playoffs consistently and deep into the playoffs for a long time. Is this the beginning of the end for that Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson, Seahawks team?
I would say so. Me and P were talking about it earlier. I think this is, if it isn't, Pete Carroll's one of his last year there. He's getting too old, man. Like, and Russ, I mean, look, Geno kind of showed us, hey, I can kind of move the ball. Russ, for me, holds the ball way too long. He tries to make the perfect play every single down. And it's like, bro, just get rid of the ball, especially when you have receivers like you have. You don't have to throw a – and, again, Russ is a great quarterback. But he tries to be a perfect quarterback. He tries to be a perfect human. Like, bro, be yourself. And when they let him be himself, he just can never be that in Seattle. So I can see him moving on, especially with other quarterbacks moving on, like if Aaron Rodgers moves on. And I can see a lot of QB switching teams this offseason.
I think that that Aaron Rodgers is moving on. That's inevitable. You know, this is it.
Yeah.
So I think with Russ, he sees what we see. All offseason, we heard they were going to let him cook. And here we are getting the same exact thing. So obviously the common denominator is Pete Carroll. And I think they got their championship. It's time for them to part ways. Russ could do great in another franchise. I'm sure a team like the Steelers could take a Russell Wilson with that defense and, you know, really utilize his strengths. But Josh Allen will still win. Anything else on what do y'all think about Geno? Do you think
I'm excited. I'm excited.
I know, as a DK Metcalf.
I'm excited because his first and last look is Metcalf all game. I'd be excited too with Metcalf on. That's all he looked at. I think the difference is – go ahead.
I said, but wouldn't you want to go to, like, the most freakishly gifted athlete on your team? Like, sometimes I just get confused as a fan. Like, why are you being cute? Like, look what the Packers do. Feed the best receiver on your team, especially when they can't guard him. Like – I was like, wow, he's open. Wow, he's open. And Gino's like, yo, I got nothing to lose, man. Like, this ain't my team.
Yeah, I mean, just keep throwing him. I think where Russell, although he has both of those receivers, he looks more toward Lockett first before he looks toward Metcalf. Yeah. So they have that better connection on the deep route. So sure, he kind of knows where he's at. Metcalf's still kind of learning with him, although they got a good connection. It's not as good. But you throw Gino in there. I mean, Gino sees the practice. He's in there. He's like, let me just get the ball in Metcalf. And I mean, that's what he did on Ramsey, right? Is it Ramsey? Yeah.
Yeah, Ramsey.
He just, most quarterbacks come in like that, a backup, you wouldn't even look that way. And here he is coming in and just throwing it to his guy and say, hey, go get it. And that's what he did twice. So
I love that. I think the Seahawks could win a couple more games with Geno than with Russell. I'm going to be honest, man. Like, Russ is just,
I think what Russ does well and why Lockett works with him, because when the play breaks down and Russ holds it on to while the play breaks down, that Lockett knows how to readjust and get to that soft spot in the defense. So that's why it's always Lockett, right? But if it's a timing play where he gets out the ball when he's supposed to, the first read is supposed to be Metcalf. That's what Geno's doing. Geno's going with his first read. He's not deviating. That's the Geno we saw in the Jets. The difference is he didn't have DK in the Jets.
He didn't have a Lockett either.
Yeah, he didn't have Lockett. So,
and again, we're gonna see that Geno's not the greatest quarterback in the world, but the Jets never gave him a chance to succeed. When you have talent and you surround a decent player with talent, he's gonna do well. Man had like 140 passing yards in like a quarter. Like,
yeah, he's good enough. He's good enough for that team. I don't know how good they're, how far they'll go, but
I don't think they're gonna win, but
no, protect the ball. I mean, they could win a couple of games. Just protect the ball, be a game manager, and get it to your best players. I mean, you don't know if Carson's gonna come back. If he comes back, that's a plus.
Yeah,
have that run game, but Collins and DJ, I mean, you can still get them the ball, but gotta work out little unique plays. And Geno could run too. So you gotta set up plays.
Like, how is Teddy Bridgewater starting? Like, Geno Smith is just as good as Teddy Bridgewater, in my opinion. It's just he's older.
Is he though?
But why is Teddy Bridgewater good, though? Why is Teddy Bridgewater good? Because he's accurate?
He's a game manager and he's accurate.
Yeah,
and he's been taking more deep shots.
And they say that Teddy Bridgewater could like essentially recite the entire offense front and back. Like that's how he's brilliant, yo.
He's been given opportunities too.
Yeah, I mean he sat. He took his licks just like Geno. He sat.
He
took a backup job. So you know, yeah. I guess you know this is an opportunity to showcase yourself, right? Like you were supposed to go in the first round, wasn't he?
You know, on Washington next year.
if he's on Keith's team, you know he's gonna be good. So, no, I think that's it. Let's anything else, gentlemen, before we take it to the other side. Wait, one thing. Now that we're talking about quarterback, we're talking about Geno. If I were to give you a chance to number one pick, you're gonna start a franchise. Who's the player you're taking, John?
Like right now?
Yeah.
I mean, I got to go Josh Allen, man. He's the complete package. He can run the ball. He's more accurate now. He can throw a deep pass on the dime. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a couple of worthy guys, you know, Herbert and stuff like that. But, I mean, bias as a Bills fan, I mean, me watching Allen, it's great to watch. Like, he could just do everything. There aren't a lot of quarterbacks that can do everything he does at such a young age. He's only 25. Yeah. He's not even at that point, right? It's like his
fourth.
And I mean, he just got paid. Most people are like left, but he's trying to get better. And I think it's important having the ball there these couple of years, the same offense. I mean, I think he's really stepped up. And those run plays, like, I love the way they play the Chiefs. Like, he just said, give me the ball, basically, and just ran it right up the middle for that first touchdown. You have to utilize that against a weak defense like that up front. Sure, they didn't have Chris Jones, but I mean, I just like, if he would just stop that rolling right and getting sacked and throwing the ball away and losing 15 yards, he'd be fine. I think he'd be my guy right now.
Yeah. There's less of it, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Ryan?
I mean, Josh Allen comes to mind off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes is there always. Who's not going to want somebody like Mahomes?
Mm-hmm.
But just based off of ability, I think I would go Josh Allen too. I think he like not to repeat everything that John just said, he's just a full package, man. Like, yeah. Mahomes is good, but he doesn't have the rushing ability. He's not as built as thing is. Lamar Jackson has the running ability, but he's not built like Josh Allen. He can't throw like Josh Allen. So it's like if you put Lamar Jackson a little bit slower and Mahomes together, it's almost like Josh Allen.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know, man. I think I would go Josh Allen as well. He's proven that now. I think we got to respect it.
Interesting that, you know, if you were franchise GMs, your first pick would be a quarterback, you know.
No, you have to have a quarterback.
Yeah.
And anyway. Again, he's not there yet, but honorary mention, I think Herbert is slowly creeping up there.
Oh, yeah. No, he's quickly ascending. Yeah.
Second year in the league, and he's already doing what he's doing. Yeah. I mean, he does have one of the best offenses in the NFL, but still, man.
No, but look at his resume. Even as a rookie, his team is in it, and he's competing, and he's putting up points and touchdowns. He's formidable.
And he's built. I mean, he put on some weight this offseason, some muscle. He was always big like that, but it looks like he put on a good 15 pounds, and he can make every throw.
Yeah.
With that offense, Lombardi's been a huge help. Although he did great last year with what he had, the fact that he's spreading the ball out now and using a Williams, and Eckler is just like,
he could throw him anywhere.
It was such a great that they kept him and let Gordon go because it's been the perfect fit. Because if it was the other way around, they'd be kicking themselves.
Yeah, because they need that. No, that's great. Anything else?
I was just looking up at all the stats for like the NFL. Derrick Henry has 142 carries already. The second closest has 50 less.
It's Kamara, right? Isn't it?
Kamara, yeah.
Yeah, he's getting
and he has half the yards. He almost has 1,000 yards already. This man's going to run for like 2,500 rushing yards if he stays healthy.
Should have took him at 1, P.
7 touchdowns.
Yeah, I just think my hand was forced.
I could have probably took him at 3, though. I just didn't like him. I don't, now that if I knew he was getting work out of the backfield, I would have
probably
took
him.
The catch, they say that every year, right? Like training camp, he's gonna get involved in the passing game a little bit more, and he gets four passes. Like,
why wouldn't he though? Like a little screen passing, who's gonna get in his way? It seems like he always tortures Jacksonville though.
Yeah. He does. Three TDs too. Seems like he always has a three touchdown game.
Thursday night. I remember that Thursday night stiff arm. I mean, he just when he has big games, they're like big games.
Yeah.
It's funny that my other fantasy league, I played Herbert in my other league. I got destroyed.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Man. I saved you.
Oh, you saved me that one. You made it look close. You made it look real close. The other one, man.
All right, well, let's just save that for the other side. With that, we'll see you on the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brief moment to recap the Lights Out Fantasy Football League. Lights Out League, where you never know what Nelson will do next.
And we're back. Obviously, this is Lights Out League, our league side, Fantasy Football Talk. And with that, what I wanted to do is that because obviously I'm 0-5 now, 0-5. So I've tried everything at this point. The one thing I haven't tried yet, and it won me a championship, is I'm going to give a sacrifice to the fantasy football gods. I'm going to offer up. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer up to the gods, the fantasy football gods, for that first win, my chat activity. I'm going back to reading the chats. I'll be acknowledging them with the little emojis. But my commentary will be reserved for the pod. I think it's better that way. I'm gonna just shoot that to the gods, and maybe hopefully that'll help me get a little bit of humble pie and see if I get that dub. But you know, I wanted to make sure I noticed that I sent that because fantasy football players, we're superstitious, right? I feel like everybody has a routine, has like the sweater that they wear because it has points in it, or the seat that they sit in every Sunday because, yo, I've been winning every time I sit here. So I also wanted to segue into superstitions, and if whether or not you two, you don't have to tell me what your superstitions are, but do you believe in that? Do you do that when you're in a little bit of a funk? John, you could start.
Not really, man. I mean, it's fantasy. It's either going to go one way or the other. I don't really think about anything. I mean, I just try to set up my best lineup and
be done with it.
I read and just go with it.
Playing sports my whole life. I'm very superstitious, man. Like, I whether it was me competing and things weren't working, I had to switch it up. Like, after starting 0-2, man, I had to switch the vibes up. And I mean, for what I've been doing, I'm not going to say what it was. For what I've been doing recently, I mean, 3 wins in a row, I'm not going to stop until I lose. And, hey, some people call it luck. Some people call it whatever, but it's been working. And
yeah.
The last 3 weeks, I've been averaging 130 points. I don't know if you've seen that, John.
I did see that this week especially.
Yeah, it's yeah, you know, so that I just wanted to, you know, talk about that. Anybody there that's watching, do you have any superstitions when it comes to fantasy football or anything else when you're competitive? Because I feel like athletes are like, they'll wear the same damn jock if they're winning.
Yeah, drop a comment below. I'm curious. I'm going to read them and I'll reply. I want to see what your superstitions are. Yeah. And I mean, if you do have them, based on I have a lot.
And let us know if you have like a Joe Boo somewhere in the locker room.
You gotta rub it every Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I wanna, what I'll do now is I'll share my screen and we can get into the matchups from last week. Then we'll get into the matchups from next week. And then at the end, we do have something we wanna touch on before we bid you adieu. Let me share my screen. Here we are. Let's go to my matchup. exciting stuff. Yeah, so I took another loss on Monday night. Monday night, you know, Jackson, I say, yo, 48, you know, I feel good about that.
And at halftime, you felt good about it. I would have been went to bed like, I got this.
Halftime, what was I doing? What else was on? I wasn't even watching. I was just checking in to see what was happening. So shame on me. Maybe it's because
Lamar Jackson checked in at halftime too.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. And then, you know, like the two players, Devontae and Lamar, bam, that's the game.
Yeah, but again, this tells a story here when you really look at it full, like, and I'll ask you, John, since I don't want to sound biased here, but if you're looking at both of these teams and almost similar score, what team do you feel better about going into, like, a weekly battle? What seems consistent or inconsistent?
Oh, Peace team for sure. I mean, he has a good balance all the way right through, where over here, I mean, you're getting 50 from Jackson, 27 from Adams. I mean, it's 76.
Yo, you know, Adams had 206 receiving yards.
206 receiving yards. I mean, it's like going into the following week. I mean, obviously with Barkley hurt now, looked like he was kind of on his way back. I mean,
yeah,
the way Hunt's playing, I mean, now you got Damian Williams for a few weeks, the way Samuel's been playing, Jefferson, Hurts is getting you plus 20.
Mm-hmm.
Brown hasn't even done anything yet. And then you got that nice little 27 from your special teams. I mean, yeah, I mean, he's 4-1, but I mean, it's not the best team, but he's, you know, he's winning.
At the end of the day, he's winning. That's the key.
Swift has been surprising. You know, he's been consistent. He's one of those guys. Like, he's good, he's good. And if he's not, he's not. But he's been pretty consistent this year.
Yeah, he has. Rye, anything?
Nah, man, it's just, I mean, it sucks to lose like that for sure.
Second straight week, man.
Yeah, like you said,
in overtime. Damn, that was the worst. A little pass to Andrews is crazy.
Yeah, there was other matchups that we'll talk about that were affected by that game too.
Yeah, when Pete told me, I didn't even realize it was that close because I was stressed out about Tucker the whole time. I'm like, this Tucker guy, man. I wasn't even worried about the defense. I was worried about Tucker.
Yeah.
I was like, man, keep this guy off the field. This guy is a...
Don't kick no field goals.
I was like, yeah. I was, yeah, 30-yarder. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, nah, but...
Sweating. Every time they got past half field, I was like, oh, shit, they in Tucker range.
Yo, for real,
it was a 40-yarder, 50-yarder.
I was sweating, bro. I was like, no.
Yo, but GG's to London.
That was a good
comeback win. You'll take those because it's like I was telling Ryan, you know, we sometimes downplay that luck played a factor in a win, right? So we want to downplay that victory to make ourselves feel better. But you know what? I can't diminish the fact that he won, right? Like, and I think that I got to give him that. And that's where a lot of us get caught up in our own egos and we get angry about these losses. So something to note, my friends. GG's to you, my brother. Good W. If I face you again, I feel good about my chances, though. let's move on to the next matchup, and that is, man, 151 points. No struggles, man. That bus is just chugging along. HHM 105. You know, 105. I feel like 105, 110, 2-3 years ago is like enough to put you in a position. This year, bro, I have a feeling that unless my team puts up 120, I'm not really going to feel good about my chances weekly.
Yeah, I agree.
The big one here is obviously he lost Russ for the I don't know if it's the year, for the foreseeable future with that finger. Jamar Chase.
I really do. What round did he get him in? The seventh?
That train does not stop.
Eighth, man. You know, hindsight, man. I like them all offseason. I'm like, yo, I'm going to get him. I know he's a rookie. And then you hear that news, he can't catch the ball. But then you're like, you know what? Burrow and him, they have that connection too. He was barely in there when he was. And I just, man. But he's been, yeah, super consistent. I mean, Kelsey, like always. I mean, Chubb, it looks like that trade is working out. But Thielen, you know, he was kind of quiet. But, I mean, Will's team is just, I think he's got like the two sneakiest picks this year. Mike Williams and Patterson, man. I mean, the way they're using Cordell Patterson.
Patterson up off the waivers.
Off the waivers, right.
Yeah.
Henderson giving him that consistent running back 215 points. I mean, now we got the buys. We'll see how he does. But I mean, he started him and Davis, and they both got double digits. So it's, I don't know. And then the Dallas D just threw them up there and they got 13. I mean, Henry got 13. I don't know. It seems like just, you know, everything's flowing for him right now.
Very, very boomy. He's been booming for five straight.
Yeah, like over 100, just winning. I mean, that's it. I mean, last season he went 2-0 and lost all the rest. He's probably mad. 5-0 this season. And I mean, the Eckler pick, I mean, he's got players where defenses are shoving them in, you know, like score. And I mean, here's your points.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Here's your points, Will. Here you go. 6 more. You didn't want it, but here you go. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good win, man. 150. Yeah. Anytime you put up 150, you feel good about that, right?
Anytime you beat Mike, you feel good about that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think with Chubb getting you 23, you make that trade. I think it was a wash because I think Zeke pretty much put up the same. We'll see that in a little bit. Anything on this, Rye?
Nah, man. Let's just see. Will, I mean, he's booming right now, but all things go down to a balance eventually. he just better ride this bus.
Yeah. Just don't stop for passengers. Just keep the bus going. We
like
got
speed,
the
don't go under 50.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Keanu, keep that bus going over 50. Keanu's team, that's what you should call that.
Keanu's team, don't go under 50.
And on to the next matchup, we got man, this was another one that was affected Monday night. Suicide Squad was down going into Monday night, and MF Nelson with 132, he had a lead going into that game. Dawson Knox helped him out. That always looks good, you know, when the Buffalo Bills get a tight end like that. Yeah, then you know, Josh Allen with 42 and Jonathan Taylor, you say, man, he's gonna need 25 from Taylor and he gets 28.
That was insane. That screen in the third down, the fact he took that all the way, I mean, that kind of set the tone. But I mean, he should have won this by more. He shouldn't have started Robinson. He started Marquise Brown's been lights out. I would have put him in there for sure. I mean, Robinson's the name, but he hasn't done anything this year. He's a freak, but it's not there this year.
We fall in love with those names.
The names, that's what it is, man. Brown's been lights out. I mean, he could have got him another 25 probably. Wouldn't even have been close.
Yeah.
He's got a good his team, Suicide King, I mean, that's a well-rounded team. I mean, that's a championship team right there if you throw in Brown right now, the way everyone's playing. For sure.
Facts. That's a good one.
Even Nelson's doesn't look awful. I mean, Knox has given him fucking one tight end one. Crazy.
Yeah, that looks really good. That rounds the team out. Yeah. Rye, you got anything?
Championship team is being a little we need to relax there. Josh Jacobs is your RB2. Relax.
What you got on the bench though?
He's got Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, he's about to lose that job.
I'm gonna say this: look at a lot of teams, look at the bye weeks that are coming, and look at the benches.
Yeah.
And for Nelson, man, Mahomes and Henry. I mean, you're getting 30 probably from both every week. So
hell yeah.
You do that, if Evans pops off like he did this week, you're gonna have a chance to put up like 115 and 120. I mean, let's be honest, I love Knox, but he's not gonna do that every week. He'll give you like 8.
You take that.
Yeah, no, yeah. For sure. No, it was a good battle. That shit. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe he came back either. I mean, both matchups that came back, I don't believe.
Kyle Pitts, you know,
we knew he was gonna do something.
Yeah, I guess the Jets. That was a good one, man. On to the next one. We got Long Shot against the show. Here, you too.
I don't have anything on this one next.
Yeah, I was cursing myself out at 4:00.
That Herbert, I would have.
Not even Herbert. That, man. Tom Brady. I'm like, bro, relax. Relax. I was like, hand the ball off, please.
The touchdowns that Brady didn't get the week before, he made sure he got them all. Big.
And I knew Cornette was going to do well. The touchdown helped a lot.
But
Miami got one. I don't know what it is, but their defense is atrocious right now versus the run.
Yeah, I mean, Madison playing was nice for you. Cornette, I mean, he's been last 2 weeks. I mean, Robinson's doing his thing. I didn't like – I mean, when Metcalf got those two touchdowns on Thursday, I was already kind of like, eh. Then I was down like 24, and I'm like Tucker, and then the defense. I'm like, are they really gonna give me 24? I wasn't really thinking it. I would have got a little more out of CEH. Might have been a little more confident, but I thought Tucker had to get about 16 and like 8 for the defense to have any shot. And once that didn't happen, I was just like, yeah. And then Chenault, I mean, talked about
that. That was on one catch.
Yeah, one catch. I mean, how are you going to feature Agnew and fucking Darnold when you got this guy to catch the ball and just could be a freak? You know, he said he was going to feature him, so I'm like, let me throw him in as my wild card. Even Corey Davis against Atlanta, and they both basically just...
Yeah, Chenault is going to be Cordarrelle Patterson in like 5 years.
He reminds
me of this year.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this year, my brother. It's holding out hope for you, coach, for your sake.
Kenny Robinson's getting 20 off the will of his running ability.
Yeah.
I saw one drive. It was like on the goal line, and Hyde was in there the whole series. I'm like, what are you doing? On fourth and goal, they handed it off to Hyde. Mm. I'm like, what is going on in this offense? And for Robinson to put up 149, that's insane, man. I don't know how he's doing it.
Yeah. Well, Urban Meyer came out and said that he wants to Urban Meyer said that he wants to have, his goal is to have 250 yards rushing and 250 yards passing every game. This dude is literally operating on a college mentality. Yo. College.
As long as James has at least 150.
If you're a James Robinson owner, you love Urban Meyer now.
I mean, I'm excited about the touches for sure, man. 18 plus carries, and I think I don't know how many total touches he had, but man.
No, he's been good. I mean, you took him in the third. I was like, it's a little early, but man, he's been doing it. I mean, yeah, last three games, finally feeding him, and he produces, and he's a three down back. So that's a big thing with him, and they don't really have anyone behind him. Mm-mm. But I mean, and I get the Lance start. I probably would have started him maybe over Herbert too. I mean, just the running ability, what he showed last week with the two touchdowns, starting job. I mean,
nobody expected
it was a close projection.
Yo, 15 points with no touchdowns. That is crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And yo, the Browns defense versus the
right. Like, it's a little scary. Was
expecting the Browns to be able to even keep up like that. Mm-mm. That was insane to me.
Yeah.
It's a little scary.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. I mean,
I'll never bet him again. I don't care who he's playing. That man is matchup proof at this point.
Yeah.
Lesson learned.
Yeah. He's been good the last 3 weeks for short shit. 11 touchdowns. Damn.
Sheesh. Yeah, that was a good game, gents. You know, at the least, you know, high scoring. It went down to Monday night. Really dope. I'm sure John would have loved to
get the W, but, you know, come out here with the W would have been nice, but, you know, taking it straight.
We'll get to that.
The next one is to be damned, 125 against Risky Business, 99. What you guys got for this one?
Fucking, he needs to start his lineup properly. That's the first off.
Wow, Andrew.
That's crazy, man.
Andrew's with 30, bro. I just noticed Andrews had 30.
Andrews had a huge, huge game. It blew up his score. I mean, Andrews gets his typical 5-7. He has a
5-point game loading.
You know, I mean, yeah.
It's coming.
The Chargers. Oh, best believe it.
5-point game coming.
I'm looking at this week, hopefully. I mean, Hubbard gave him some decent numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, his wide receiver. I don't know. I think for him, Murray needs to put up 30 every week for him to have a chance, you know, mm-hmm. once you get in. And for Abdullah, man, I mean, I would stop starting Tanyan for sure. And I mean, Sanders has been, I should have kept Sanders. He would have been my wide receiver too. And I just, impatient, man. I had him and I just gave him away, basically.
Yeah. It's just the thing that I told myself beginning of this year is patience. And you get caught in the matrix of trying to be like the most informed. That happens to me. Like, I get the alerts early. I'm ahead of the curve. I want to, look at me. I can pick this guy up. Like, trust the process. I think that's the thing that I'm going to go back and pin this episode. Trust the process.
Where do you get those alerts, though? Let me know. Drop it on the comment on the
podcast. Yeah, on the comment section below.
Exactly where you get it and what you pay for it.
I got you. I don't pay for anything.
Facts.
Add it to the comments, though.
That's yeah, I got you. I got you. www.getyourresearchyourself.com.
ESPN.com.
What else from this matchup? Anything else, gents?
But like I tell P all the time, I don't wish injuries on anybody, but man, the Steelers, boy. They don't want Harris to make it through this year. Because they are throwing him into the ground.
Yeah. No way they're going to win, though.
No, I agree. I think that's the only way you win. But bro, if you look at his numbers, as far as like volume.
Yeah, he's on the, he's headed to the Henry plateau.
Facts.
Right? Is that safe to say? In terms of usage, I think he's getting at least 15 to 15. Now it looks 20 carries. So 15 to 20 carries and then what, 5 catches at least a game?
Yeah, 26 catches already through 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And that's not counting this last week.
It's only going to go up.
Yeah, he's volume based. So as long as he gets that volume, he'll be good.
Yeah. So, man, 4-1. That's good, man. That's really good. That's where you want to be at this point of the season. It's really dope, man. And the last one, BTK and Keith. We got Keith brought down to earth a little bit. He was riding on cloud 9. and 89 burger. A nice little 89 burger. And he was talking about Gaskin, bro. The fact that Gaskin put up 20 against Tampa. Insane. Bro, this is a thing about Ricky that, you know, you can't really like make fun of his moves, man, because he's proven to just do things like that and that shit pops. And the next day, you're like, damn, maybe I shouldn't have questioned that.
Yeah, nobody else either.
Yeah, I'm about to say, let's not give him so much credit. He doesn't have any other option.
You got to play him.
Yeah, but how many people, fair, but how many people would have actually started Gaskin?
Who else
does he have? Despite
that. Who else does he have?
He would have put Piron in.
I would have put Piron in.
That's facts.
Maybe Piron, maybe.
So I would have missed out on 7 points. You know what I mean?
But I also, I mean, I don't know why people still start Odell Beckham. I just don't care.
It's insane they can score that many points and he gets like 20 receiving yards. It's
that
just
is
insane.
Crazy, isn't it? Yo, so Baker and him just can't get it together. I don't think they ever.
It's more know. Baker than him, I think.
Yeah.
Trade him to the Bills.
Man, they'll get him some work.
They'll definitely use him. Cole Beasley could go kick rocks if that's the case.
Well, you already got Odell Beckham. Y'all got Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, Davis. Yeah, we'll take another one. Yeah. What else? What
surprising. I mean, I thought that Keith would definitely. I mean, 2 weeks ago we were talking about Keith all the way up there, number one, and now it's 2 straight losses. And
no, he just won last week.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Keith.
Yeah, remember he won on that Monday night against
what is he, 3-2 though?
Against P.
3-2, yeah.
3-2.
Yeah, I mean he's got a nice team. It's just I don't know. Ricky, he'd be getting lucky, Ricky. 103. I mean, you look at Ricky's team, like, except Elliott, like you don't like any of it. I mean Tannehill, I mean Hopkins, you know, he's short, but they're spreading the ball out more. Beckham, you don't start. Ingram, I mean, who starts Ingram nowadays? And that's crazy. Devontae Smith, sure, and Bass is good, but I don't know. Yeah. Tannehill, he's good, but I don't know if he's. Last year he got him there. I don't know if he'll get him there this year.
What about you, Ry? You got anything else?
I mean, DJ Moore, when he doesn't have a blow up game, I mean, it hurts him. Hawkinson's been pedestrian the last couple of weeks. I don't know what's happening over there in Detroit, but the fact that they're not using him as much, let me see what his targets are looking like.
Facts.
Oh, he's good. I mean, 2, 8, 3. I just don't get how you don't target him more. It's frustrating. I'd be frustrated as the owner of these guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's move on to next week's matchups. Week 6. Live in the future and in the moment. No longer the past.
Mm-hmm.
Wiping the slate clean. next matchup is me against Nelson. Nelson's team is 2-3. I'm obviously 0-5. And this is the matchup right here. What you guys got?
Man, the only thing that's helping you right now is that Derrick Henry is playing Buffalo, which might be the best run defense in the NFL.
That 18 should be like 9, maybe 10.
Yeah, yeah. Like if he gets 15, you can't even be mad at that.
Nah.
He should get like 30, but hey, is it this week?
It could be this week. I mean, it could be this week.
We'll see.
That Damian Williams start against Green Bay is nice. I mean, fault.
Yeah, hurt Tampa Bay, you know they can't stop the pass.
Miami defense, I mean, that could be a good 15. You got to get, I think, from Falk in Miami, 25, 30. think it'll be all right. It's manageable.
To see that.
25 for sure. And Hunt's just playing out of his mind. I mean, I don't. He's getting more work this year than I think he got the other years.
And this is a Hunt game versus Arizona.
Yeah, for a Hunt, yeah. I anticipated like those games that Chubb, that you're like, oh, that's a good run defense. You know, those are the games that I anticipated Hunt being like the guy, right? Because they were going to stop the run and then maybe he'll be involved in the pass. But he's been involved. Like, they're splitting.
Yeah, they literally shouldn't have any receivers on that team because they don't throw the ball to them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
Or tight ends. I mean, they got Njoku that one big game, but I mean, yeah, that's not going to happen every week.
Yeah, at all. Yeah, it should be a fun matchup, man. You know, at this point, I got to be up by 200 to feel good Monday night. You know,
you get to watch Derrick Henry run on Monday night.
Yeah, no, but for me, I'm gonna have fun because Derrick Henry owes the Bills one.
Facts.
He owes the Bills
one. Can't stiff arm anybody on this defense.
Yeah, yeah. Josh Norman isn't on the Bills this year, so we'll see what happens. And Milano and Edmonds are both playing in this game, and they're not moving it because a bunch of players from the Tennessee Titans got COVID, and it's not gonna be on a Tuesday. Or no, wait, Sunday, no, Monday. No, it's going to be on a Monday, so Tennessee better be there. Yes. That's all I know about that game. I feel good about that one.
It's in Buffalo too, right?
Nah, that one's in Tennessee. It's in Tennessee, but remember what happened the last time Bills Mafia was in Tennessee. Watch the crowd Monday night, and you'll remember this. But, you know, with Mahomes and Henry, the way they're playing, you know, I think you got to feel good about your team week to week, right? So we'll see. It'll be fun. On to the next one. We got HHM and Longshot.
I played Mike.
Yeah. 2-3 and 3-2. Important matchup.
He's got some good matchups. All the way through. I mean, Antonio Brown against Philly. I mean, it looks like he's back in form. That stack right there against Detroit, man, could there be a better matchup than that?
That Philly secondary is pretty good. I don't know if it's Tampa Bay good, but it's pretty good.
The way Brady's throwing it, yeah. I mean.
Hey, the Patriots did it. So it's not that it can't be done, right? You just need the personnel to do it. Is that Philly secondary for real? Because they've been pretty good. We'll find out. And remember, on the national stage, maybe they won't want to get embarrassed.
Yeah, but I mean, Antonio Brown's not, you know, any regular receiver either.
Yeah.
He'll be getting his. He's got to do, if that's the lineup he sticks with, I mean, that's decent. I don't know if he's going to stick with Blankenship because they got like a hip issue, but.
Kelsey against Washington.
I mean, Singletary is really X factor. You know, who knows what he can do.
Deontay in Seattle. Oh, boy.
Deontay. He's got some pretty nice projections.
Yeah, he's got some
pretty. Deontay and Chase. I mean.
You got Herbert at Baltimore, so that's.
It's going to be a high scoring.
What about that? Oh, Robinson against Miami. Dear Lord. This is going to be a high scoring matchup right here.
High scoring matchup. You need probably like 125 to win this one at least.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, kind of predict who Ryan's gonna put in there, but it should be pretty. Should be a close one.
What you got, Ryan?
I'm excited. I'm always excited to play Mike. I feel like I played Mike very well, except in championship games. So this isn't a championship game, so I should be all right.
Yeah, facts.
That can be said for anybody in championship games.
Facts. I beat everybody not in a championship game.
yeah, it should be a good game, man. Let's go to the next matchup. Suicide Squad and 5-0, no struggles. Ooh, Suicide Squad, who's begun his ascension, right? And no struggles, who's been riding on that bus, man, chugging away. What do you guys got?
I think Will goes down this week.
Mark Ingram,
Josh Allen, and Stephon Diggs against Tennessee Monday night again.
He's going to have to wait, but, I mean, Tampa Bay, Marquise Brown's in there.
Davis, Houston, oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is a 35 piece for Taylor.
Yeah.
At
Baltimore, you don't feel too scared about that anymore. I feel like Eckler could do whatever he wants against anybody.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I don't know, man.
I think Will goes down this week.
Look, but the way, again, Will has had a lot of bad luck in this league. This year, he's been extremely lucky. This is a game where I could see like Mark Ingram scoring 2 touchdowns for some god awful reason. He gets him like 15, and
Henry gets him another 12.
And the Rams 20. Defense, the Rams defense gets 2 touchdowns because you know if it's not Jones that's starting, you know who it's gonna be. Yeah. Our boy from Tampa, and he's very generous.
It's true. Yeah, this could go either way. I mean, what is Tony gonna play? And
yeah,
I mean, when you look at the names, you look at Suicide King, you're like, yeah, he's probably gonna win. But when you look at overall, it's gonna be pretty tight.
Facts. Yep.
That's a good matchup. I think this might be the matchup of the week. This is what fifth place and first place. I think this is the highest two rankings against each other.
The battle. We'll see.
I mean, Will needs to lose. I mean, Will does need to lose. So,
yeah, for the culture and the league. Sorry, Will.
On to the next one. The next matchup, we got Dead Prez, who's 4-1, and Paperhead, 3-2. What you guys got?
They both need RB2s.
Yeah.
Oh, bye weeks have started, right?
The bye weeks are coming.
Oh, interesting. Interesting developments.
Hey, I don't know, man. Again, London's team has a lot of boom or bust guys, and if they boom, he can score 130.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Matt Stafford not producing, and Keith's team is looking pretty pedestrian.
Maybe he needs to get on the bus, on Will's bus.
Yeah, buy a ticket to the bus. Buy a bus ticket.
Yeah, should be another good matchup.
Facts. Hockenson needs to come back to life. If not, Aaron Jones hasn't scored any touchdowns. He has a 40 piece and then doesn't do nothing for the next couple of weeks. And by nothing, I mean what he did in week two. CeeDee Lamb versus New England. Oh, man.
It's going to be raining over
another
there.
Another close one. It's going to be another close one once they actually fill him out.
This might be low scoring. This might be like in the low hundreds. Like I could see like 110 winning this.
There you go. Anything on this, John?
No, it's gonna be pretty even. I mean, all these matchups every week are pretty close. Now you kind of see who they throw in. You know, you got to kind of let waivers go through and then take another look at it. But once they actually set the lineup, I mean, it could be anyone, right? You see what Swift does against Cincinnati. I think he's the key on London's side, and then if more pops off against Minnesota.
How does Swift 13 project? Who makes these projections?
Because of his reception.
Receiving out of the backfield.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 games, 16. I mean, if he can do that every week, it'd be nice.
Yeah, but somehow James Robinson still projected 11 or 12.
Yeah. Just the matchup, I think. Well, no, he's playing who?
Cincinnati.
Yeah, should be higher.
Swift is projected way more than him. I just don't get it.
Because he's undrafted.
Projections don't matter.
Yeah. Should be a good one. On to the next one. Next matchup.
Oh, I like it. Yo, John, we ruined for you on the pod.
The whole show.
I think this is the one. I got to beat Pooty.
Yeah, we need you to.
As long as he doesn't get 30 from Andrews again, it should be all right.
That's not happening.
No.
So 4-1.
I mean,
3-3.
I kind of like Williams starting Darrell Williams over CEH. I think Darrell Williams will produce more than CEH will. He just seems like the better fit at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets that goal line work, so I'm kind of happy CEH is out.
Better goal line back.
Yeah, Waller is just like disappearing. I'm about to fucking trade his ass.
Hey, I'll take him.
Yeah. I think for me, I mean, on my team, Woods came alive. Brady's playing well. I just need Gordon to go away and just give Javonte Williams the rock 20 times, and
yeah,
I'll be all right.
That would lock your team up.
It will solidify my whole team, but I don't think that's gonna happen. I need Gordon to just get hurt and just, you know, be done, because Javonte has more power. I mean, he's a more elusive back. I mean, even 15 carries each should be, you know, good enough for him. But I think they just gotta say, hey, it's your job and just go get it.
Yeah.
I mean, this will be a close game. I mean, you know, Pudi, depending who he gets that wide receiver, he'll probably go out and get like Tim Patrick and shit.
Yo, you could say that because this episode comes out
yeah
after waivers.
That's why I said it, because I know he'll probably do that.
He's going to go try to pick up like Moore or somebody.
He's got Kirk on his bench. He could probably throw him in there.
He's going to get all the Cardinals.
Stack it up.
Yeah, he's going to stack. DFS lineup.
All the way through. Yeah, but
the one that scares me the most for you is Najee Harris for Seattle, man. Like, he's going to get a lot of points. But
Sunday night, yeah.
Cooper versus New England, that's going to be a tough matchup. You know, Bill Belichick likes to eliminate, if you want to call him the best receiver.
Yeah. I need Cleveland to actually play defense. Or Murray can go off.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want no 50 piece, that's for sure.
Yeah. Cleveland is favorite, so we'll see.
Yeah, well, the Chargers just gave up a 50 piece. So, I mean, the Browns just gave up a 50 piece to the Chargers. So.
I don't want the same thing for Murray.
I'd be clinching on Sunday.
Serious question. If you were starting a team, would you want Kyler Murray or Justin Herbert?
I would want Herbert because I like the size and I like, you know, Kyler's already moving his arm around his shoulder.
Hey, you see that shoulder? Ugh.
Yeah. I love that Kyler's talent. Kyler's fearless, man. His personality, everything's dope, man. But hey, I got to go with that 6'5".
He ain't built to last, man. He ain't tough.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
And you know, I'm
Murray's awesome. Yeah, Murray's awesome, but yeah. You got to go with the big guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Should be a good one, man. You know, John.
Hey, Wendy and Cleveland, that ball going to be spiraling. Just hand it off to Connor.
So we know who Ryan's starting.
There we go.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think I need this one. I don't want to fall to him.
Yeah, we need you to take it, man. I'm sorry.
I mean, the fact Kamara's sitting on this one, I mean, I got to show that I got some kind of depth.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, Williams, if he could, man.
If he can get me like 16, I'll be happy.
If he could break through, but we'll see. TBD, he's got a good team.
So yeah, he does.
On to the next one. The last one. Ricky and Risky Business. Yeah. Ricky and Ricky Business. Projections 100 to 97.
Carson's getting 11.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yo. What do you guys say?
He better pull Tennessee off that defense, man.
Player I'm highlighting is Tyler Bass. He's a kick ass, man.
Tyler Bass is the man.
Oh, man. Zeke versus New England. Why does New England scare me so much still for matchups?
Because Bill Belichick will still figure out a way to take away your best player.
He'll try to take away everybody.
Yeah. Oh. He's still got that at least.
Gaskins versus Jacksonville. That's a decent matchup. But I mean, both of those teams are fast.
Yeah.
Tannehill comes down.
It's going to be tough.
This comes down to Abdullah setting his lineup or not. If he sets his lineup, I mean, he has a chance to beat him, but I mean, he has to move a couple of guys around.
Yeah.
That Tanyan thing is just, I'm done with that. What's his numbers, Tanyan? They have one good game this year?
Yep.
Like 0.0. I mean, look at the last 3 weeks.
Yo, that's how do you crazy. Keep starting him?
I know his numbers were like that the last 3 weeks. I mean, 4 weeks of 0.80. I mean, that's
under one. Oh my.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've been seeing that and I'm like, how do you keep starting this guy? That's an offer from fan.
Yeah.
See what he'll do. Man, but yeah, I mean, he needs to move a couple of guys around. Let me see.
Is Gronk coming back? No, right?
He might.
We don't show benches on matchups.
No. I think I just saw news on Gronk. I don't know.
He's questionable.
Yeah.
But I mean, even if he was going to play, he probably wouldn't start him. He wouldn't make it on time. But anyway.
Yeah.
It's besides the point.
There you go. Well, good luck to them.
I need to see Reggie lose. That'd be great.
Good luck to them. Good luck to you, gentlemen.
Facts.
Biggest blowout we got here. We got HHM and no struggles. Again, that bus is really like
not struggling.
That bus is aggressive right now. So you got to keep that chugging along. Stay on that road. Make sure it's gassed up. You know what I mean? Don't stop for strangers, Will. Don't stop.
Go under 50.
Do not stay under 50, bro. Keanu. Keep that bus going.
There's a bomb on that bus.
There ain't no video on this bus.
No, I wanted to touch on because we just got on their matchup real quick. And I think that we had meetings about this. With what just happened with a player being inactive and like starting. And we discussed about, you know, because we had a meeting about, you know, leaving a player in there, right? Like this specific person in the league. And we had a meeting and we got the recommit. We were going to recommit. And, you know, we also kind of like touched the subject on, you know, being that they've had so many warnings. You know, what's going to happen, not if, which is what some people in the league knew was inevitably going to happen, but when he did that. How were we going to approach this? So it's already gotten to a point where we are at that point, right? A lot of us go, well, we'll maybe strategically leave a player out. Hey, you know, I'll take the warning. But it's not something that I anticipate any of us repeating, right? Like circumstances happen. But I just feel like at this point, as a manager in this league, bro, enough is enough. It's over, bro. That's it, man. I'm, respectfully, we love you here, man. Come on the pod anytime. But enjoy these last few weeks because it's either you or me, bro.
Max.
Yeah, it's unfair. It's too competitive a league. I mean, if you're going to get easy wins like that, it just doesn't. I mean, set the lineup. I mean, there should be no reason why you shouldn't. And I mean, if it's me and I know someone's like questionable or something, like I'm checking it like 20, 30 minutes before the game and making a change. Like that has to happen. I understand he's there and maybe it's 7-8 hour difference, but if there's any question and you can't do it, switch it out beforehand to someone that you know is playing. I mean, you got to be somewhat committed.
I'm so paranoid that I check my lineup, make sure I have the right players in there. Make sure nobody hacked my shit and put like a different play. Like, how do you not check? Like,
yeah,
I don't get it, man. Oh yeah. Man,
I just think
2021, it's, you can do this on your in your hand.
I just think we're, you know, it's just, you know, I don't want it to be that we're like, you know, continuously picking on one person. It's obvious that we're looking for a certain commitment and we're not getting it at this point. Let's just move forward. We don't have to like, we're yo, the definition of insanity is us repeating this every single year. And up, and the crazy thing is that we're masochists because we're raising the pot every year. So it's like, what are we doing here? It's either lower the pot and we can keep the same people or raise it and we need to get that commitment level and we're not getting it, man. You know, respectfully, it's always respectfully, man. It's just we want everybody on their P's and Q's. That's all. And it has nothing to do, and I do want to highlight, I think that my timing was terrible when it, you know, I waited for the matchups to be over to kind of say, you know, I think, you know, we need that. This could be like the swan song. There are no more warnings, right? I know it made it seem like it was because I thought that that matchup would have been any different, and it wasn't. It's just that that was it, bro. We knew that it was going to happen. It happened. I wanted to wait till the matchups was over to bring it up. That's all.
I think it's fair. I mean, he just needs to set his lineup. I mean, it's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Just set your, and that goes for anybody. I mean, if you miss one or it's a warning, and if it was just one time or twice, sure, but it just can't be a repeated thing where for him specifically, it's not just not setting your lineup. It's not using the waivers properly and et cetera, et cetera. If it was just one thing, it'd be one thing. But when it's everything, it just doesn't bring the level up in the league. And that's just, you know, just being honest about it.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's no slight at all.
Yeah.
And I think that it would be worse if we were saying this behind closed doors. This is, you know, as transparent as it gets. Like there's no singling anyone out. It's just, you know, dude, we're here. This is what we have. You know what I mean? Like we need everybody to be on the same. If not, then you don't have to be in the league. You can be our boy, but you don't have to be in the league. Right. You know what I mean?
Again, like we talk about, it's not the person we're attacking. It's the actual commitment from that person in a league that a lot of people, I mean, I want to say take serious, but take pride in, man. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, we bet a good amount of money in here to really keep it competitive, and for us to have to like see this on a weekly basis, it's just like, man, like it kind of takes the sails out of your, like the winds out of your sails, and be like, yo, like this is not even fun. This is not fun, and it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the luck is against him. Like, look, 635 points. Like, he's had weeks where he probably could have won, right? But just like John said, we ask you for a bare minimum. Set your lineup.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, it's year after year, it's after a while, it's like, come on, man. You know, we can't even get that. Like, and despite everybody else, I know other people are going through circumstances that are extreme too, you know, and it's, you know, we make it happen. Like, but that's what I wanted. I wanted to add that before we, you know, got off of this. I didn't want to go on too long. I didn't want to single anyone out, but I think we passed the point of fixing this.
Thanks. I mean, and one time, shout out to Nelson leading the league in scoring.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Who'd have thunk it?
It shows you can be 0-5 either way, really following or not following. I mean, that's crazy too when you think about it. There's much research and everything, and when you look at it and you're just looking at the numbers kind of against you and the points you put up,
it's yo, just like, that's why I said fun. Yo, if anything, I'm the fantasy gods, I've said I'm employing let's go strategy. I'm gonna read the chats. I'm gonna plug and play. I'm gonna do my pot. If y'all want to talk, y'all can come talk to me here. Come join me. Yeah. Anything else, gents, on the league? Anything you want to bring up before we go?
Nah, man. Hoping to extend this winning streak. Continue to climb up these rankings, especially being in 12th place a couple of weeks ago. It feels good.
Yeah, that's a nice. It's a nice little streak you got. Let's see our streak. All the guys at the top got win streaks. 3, 3, 1, 4, 5. Wow, nice. Really nice. And all I got, I'm gonna just pick up waivers. Don't worry, you know, maybe risky business won't be on the waivers, but you know I will. So if any of y'all are looking for a running back, make sure y'all, the first guy, the consensus guy, just put him behind. Don't even put him in your waiver claim.
These playoff starts right now. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, nah, it's, you know, one week at a time. That's what I got. And yeah. And I'll obviously have the pod to keep me occupied. John, my friend, thank you for joining us. It was a pleasant surprise. We thought it was going to be just us.
That's what I thought. That's why I was like, let me just hop on.
My guy.
And you. I was like, the Bills won. I was like, I want to show Ryan I'm a bigger man. You know, I'm not upset about the loss. Like you said earlier, I'm not even mad. Like,
Oh, no, of course not. I had to rub it in because, you know.
You're focused on the next now, right?
That's just what it is. Like, I'm not even, like, last year I'd probably be a little more upset. But, I mean, it's kind of come to the point where only one person is going to win. So this is just to have fun until that point. And then when that one person wins, they win, you know, but you're going to have the fun until that point.
Until it's not you.
Yeah, that's right. And then when it's not you, it's just like, okay, well, it's not me.
Yeah.
But if you don't enjoy it until then, what's the point of, you know, playing and just being quiet about it? Like, I can't be in leagues like that.
But yeah.
Something.
Quiet like me, like I'm going to be.
You're on a pod, so it's not really quiet.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Hey, I'm here. I'm going to be here, people. You're going to see this face no matter what. And remember, we control the content and the narrative here. So so y'all better hope I get in it. Let's turn the torches on. Nah. It's so far, it's been fun. It's been, you know, the injuries, we knew that was going to be a story, right? We didn't know the Gruden thing was going to happen. The AFC West, it's looking stronger than we thought. And it's looking upside down, right? We didn't think the Chargers were going to be on top. I'm excited for week 6. It's going to be a great week, another action-packed week. And, you know, I guess we'll see you all there. For John, thank you for joining us again, John. And Ryan, I'm P, and that's the Fantasy Standard.
See you later.
Oh, he threw in a see you later.